Hello?
Hello?
Well, my name is Joshua.
Hello?
I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Oh, no.
Oh, you're not registered to vote?
I'm not. No, I don't think so.
Is there any registered voter that I can speak with?
No.
Okay, give me a moment. So you are not registered to vote, as you mentioned, right? Okay. In what year were you born?
2003,
you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. I know it's a long way up, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I will try to.
You want to? Oh, you would say you will probably vote then?
I would want to.
You're almost certain.
I just have to sign up.
Are you almost certain or would you probably vote?
I will almost certain.
Almost certain. Okay, thank you. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
I'm not sure. Probably education.
Probably education. Okay, thank you very much.
Or healthcare. Sorry.
Education. You can use multiple responses. Or healthcare, you said,
education,
right?
Education and healthcare. Yes.
Education and healthcare. Okay, thank you so much for that. And now moving forward, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
Can you repeat that?
Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
I didn't vote.
Okay. And now, thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Independent.
Thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. Joe Biden.
Zero.
Donald Trump?
0.
Okay, let me go ahead and proceed. In thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
I have to educate myself, but I am more of a Democrat, so probably Democrat. But I have to look into...
You will lean towards the Democratic candidate, right?
Yes.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kari Lake? Would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kari Lake?
Democrat
Ruben Gallego, thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Can I say neither?
Sure. But, I mean, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Moving forward, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Agree. Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
That can return to their original country?
That cannot.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so very much. And please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Is this a strongly agreed question?
It's a more likely or less likely option. It's a much more likely. Is that much or more likely, or somewhat more likely, or less likely, or somewhat less likely, if you would vote for Joe Biden in the 2024 election, or if it would make no difference one way or the other?
Maybe most likely.
Much more likely?
Yes, most likely.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yeah.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Most likely.
Much more likely, thank you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on citizen state experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring the undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation?
More likely.
Somewhat more likely, you said, or more, much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Thank you. We're at 72% complete, almost done. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Hello?
Concerned.
Somewhat concerned? Okay. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
Somewhat
concerned. Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Very or somewhat concerned?
Very.
Okay, I appreciate your opinion. Now we are at 77% complete, and I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border, while Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Okay, thank you so much. And after hearing so you said Joe Biden, much more closer. No, it was Trump, much closer, right, that you said? I'm sorry.
No, Joe Biden. Joe Biden.
Much
I disagree with Trump.
Exactly. I wanted to confirm. And now also, after hearing some information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'm going to look into it, but I still think I'm leaning more towards Independent.
Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Why did you look so different?
Yes.
Oh, my God, you look so
okay, different. And is that a friend, co-workers, family member, or acquaintance?
Family member.
Family member. Thank you so much. And now, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Do you use TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Univision, Fox News channels, or website, WhatsApp, MSNBC, and CNN News, or other major news network channels or websites, Instagram, Spanish language radio programs, OAN, or Newsmax?
Yes.
You can select multiple.
I tend to look at the news, all Univision primarily, and then also TikTok, okay. Instagram, and I'll look up things myself, like on Google.
Exactly.
Stuff like that.
Thank you. Now, finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Mexico.
Okay, thank you very much. And were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
Mainland.
Okay. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Yeah.
Another country? Okay, thank you. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English? More English than Spanish? Spanish and English equally? More Spanish than English? Always Spanish or something else?
Spanish and English equally.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Probably neither.
Okay. Would you call independent then, or other maybe?
Yeah, independent.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Democratic.
Okay, closer to Democrats. Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please?
Undergraduate.
Okay. Is that a 4-year postgraduate or bachelor's degree?
Associate
degree, 2 years degree. What is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Evelyn.
Okay, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study? That we may contact you in the future?
Not right now.
Okay. Mm-mm. Well, this concludes our survey. No. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good evening.
Bye. Bye-bye.